This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Allen, A-L-L-E-N, last name Jordi, G-O-R-D-I. His date of birth is December 2, 1999. Primary care for Cigna, new paragraph. Thank you for this referral. This 24-year-old male does not smoke, drinks rarely, socially, denies any drug allergies. He is here to establish new hematologist. Since his last hematologist, who is in Dallas, and whose name is Weinthal, W-E-I-N-T-H-O-L, who happens to be pediatric hematologist and has asked the patient to find an adult hematologist. That's the reason he's here. New paragraph, history of present illness. When he was young, he was diagnosed to have congenital dyserythropoietic hemolytic anemia, and the patient ended up with a splenectomy at age 3. Since then, he says he has been anemic, however, he never received transfusions. The patient did have some blood clots for last several years. However, he has not been on any long-term anticoagulation except for baby aspirin. His past medical history includes history of splenectomy in 2002, history of tonsils and adenoids in 2014, and also cholecystectomy in 2014. He had deep vein thrombosis in the leg in 2021, and then he had one in 2023, but this was in his arm, and also he developed cellulitis. He has been on clindamycin since then. New paragraph, family history. Patient says that his mother also has similar disease, and his father, who has now passed away, also had autosomal recessive gene for this condition. The patient works in information technology for D.R. Horton Homes. New paragraph, a review of system. He says he always is weak because of anemia, and he always has high platelet count, but he does not know or remember any of those counts. New paragraph, physical exam. He is 5'11", weighing 185, blood pressure 181/84, eyes normocephalic, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, history of congenital dyserythropoietic anemia. Diagnosis 2, recurrent DVTs. New paragraph, recommendations. We'll draw CBC, reticular cell count, CMP, serum iron, ferritin, LDH, heptoglobin level, and hemoglobin electrophoresis. Once available, we could make further recommendations. I also have requested that we get the records from Medical City Dallas, New Paragraph. Thank you. This is a consultation on Alan Jordi. Copy of this may be sent to his primary care physician. Thank you.